Fred Film Radio.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the Cinema Made in Italy Festival in London. I'm joined here today by Riccardo Scamaccio, and we're going to talk about, well, first of all, the film If Only. So maybe you could just start by telling us, you know, for people who aren't familiar with the film, how would you describe what this is about in your own words?
Well, it's a film about this this family that basically there's this father which is he broke apart with his wife, and so he has to spend Christmas and New Year's Eve with these three children, his children, and he's supposed to take them to the mountain, but actually he has no money, and so he decided to take them to this house in Sabaudia, which is on the beach, basically at the sea. So, and you know, they're not used to spend the time with the father. So, of course, as just the three children are composed by Alma, which is the youngest one, a little girl, 8, and then the name I forgot. I shot the movie like 2 years ago. So Alma, well, so then two boys, one 15 and the other
John
one.
John and Sebastiana.
Oh, John and Seb, exactly. So one is 13 and the other one is 16. So they don't trust this father. The father is like, this man is complicated, is like a disaster. He's a good man, but you know, he's all distracted, he's a writer, and he's like a little bit like a little mess, okay? As a father, as a parent. So so we will see these dynamics between, you know, this father and his three children, then something is going to happen, and the mother is going to come, because the mother, now she's having an affair with a Russian man, and she converts herself and the children in the Orthodox, Christian Orthodox, you know, Russian religion, basically. And so I find out all this changing in my children, and you know, it's like it is a comedy in a way. It's, we can say like a dramedy. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, yeah, light, and the movie tries to just describe this dynamics between, you know, children and parents in the 90s. So because the movie is based in the 90s, mm-hmm. That. Is very subtle.
And it was the debut feature of Genève Elkann. She's had a long career as a producer, so, and I believe it's very, well, autobiographically inspired. So what was it like working with her on her debut feature and her being able to bring this very personal touch to the whole story?
Yes, it's been wonderful because, you know, I knew since the beginning that it could be a nightmare, quite frankly, and that's what was my fear. I said to Ginevra, I said, listen, Gin, let me be honest with you, you know, this is your first movie. You have experience as a producer, but, you know, it's your first movie. And I'm supposed to be in the middle between, you know, with three not actors, because basically I'm like too young, 8, 13, and 16. So very young. I have to drive the scene, and it could be very dangerous, and I have to kill myself to make this movie. That was my... And the only way we have, when we don't have so much time, because we had like 6 weeks to make the movie. So I said, listen, the only way we have is to trust each other and just go. And that's exactly what we've done. And it was wonderful, actually. And Ginevra, she's been like... A star is born, I would say, as a director, because she was perfect and very, she's very sensitive. She really feels and sees what you're doing, like little details, and I felt free to play. So I really appreciate that, you know, that moment to shoot with Ginevra and Alba Rohrbacher, which is like my female partner, and she, you know, we're friends, and so, yeah. And
there's been a lot of focus recently on trying to give a platform to encourage more women into filmmaking. Do you think that we're seeing a bit of a shift in that? And, you know, is it important to have the opportunity to work with, you know, a diverse range of directors, and I also work with Valeria Aglino on Euphoria. So, you know, what do you think can be brought to the table that's different? And
it's not my problem. I don't care, you know. I don't care about, you know, about men, women. I don't like this kind of quote of female position. You know, it is, it's boring. Actually, it is boring to think that, you know, in a, you know, there are women directors, wonderful. I mean, my experience, even better for certain, then sometimes it could be a nightmare. Yes, with both, with men, women, it doesn't matter, you know. In a job, I think we don't have sex, you know, we don't have, this is not female or male, it's just soul. I like your soul, you like mine, and the sex is like, in a private, yes, a lot of sex. This is very important, to make love, you know, these kind of things. It is the most important thing we have, just make love, you know, is very important. This is the most important thing, we need to make love.
And coming to your character, Carlo, yeah. I mean, kind of you're touching on, you know, he's a bit of a messy father, there is some kind of comedy aspects to his behaviour, but there's also a lot of love there and tenderness, and there seem, you know, moments of reconciliation kind of to it. So how did you see this character, and, you know, how did you, what appealed to you about playing him?
Well, you know, it is just one of the good thing of the movie is, I think, dialogues, and it was like the structure of the screenplay, so which was like very, very real, you know, the conversation, the dynamics, the scenes, and we make it even more like improvising, like keep, you know, the suggestion of the script, respecting the script, but even adding stuff and just trying to just make it, you know, the scene better, just jumping on it, you know, diving into the scene, and create accidents, you know, which they could be sometimes very useful in my job. So I didn't decide before who was this man, you know, like, as always, this is my, you know, my approach to my job. I read the script once and then I don't prepare myself at all. Actually, I try to be as much as I can distracted by what I have to do. I don't think, you know, I'm busy doing other stuff. And then at the last minute, I just do my character, which in this movie is completely the case. I mean, it is very useful, because to be real, not fake, it depends. Not all the movies, but, you know, in this movie, with the camera, you know, the director, the mise-en-scène, how do you say regia, the direction, it was completely on that direction. The direction was completely on the direction. It's like, what I'm talking about. But, you know, it is my approach. It was like perfect for this movie. So, and Ginevra and all the situation was perfect.
Kind of quite contrasting the other film, we were in the showing here, Stolen Days, with Guido Lombardi directing.
Yeah.
I got my father figure again, but perhaps this time not just a little bit all over the place, but, you know, sort of bona fide criminal.
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, in a slightly different relationship with you know, the son character, Augusto Cesario. So how did you approach this one differently, and what was the making of the film like in contrast?
Well, again, yes, this is a different movie, completely. It's a road movie. It is like the father is like just came out of the jail, so he was like a criminal. And he tries to get back this his son, and he's gonna have this trip, like making his last job to then make money and then live his life, maybe with his son, which is the only person he has left, because he lost his wife in the past. We don't see that but we realized that. And so, so it is a completely different movie, but very interesting again to work with the, with this young boy. Wonderful. I mean, I love to work with young boys, actors, even known actors, but you know, all of us, we're all actors, you know. The only difference is that I'm paid for it.
And how does it feel to have these two films showing here as part of the Cinema Made in Italy Festival in London? And, you know, is it great to bring Italian cinema to as wide an audience as possible? What do you think? What's its specific flavour it can bring?
Well, it's wonderful to be in London, quite frankly. You know, it's a good opportunity for me to get out and get drunk.
And, you know, do you have any particular roles that you're dying to play, directors you'd like to work with? Where do you see your career going from this point forward?
Quite frankly, you know, good, because I'm a producer too, so I do... I'm completely, you know, my life is cinema completely, and yeah, I think I can, you know, I can do good things in the next future, in a very short future, and so, yeah, very good opportunities. The world is changing, new distributors are around. The platform, Netflix, Amazon, ping, pong, pam. So there's a lot of opportunity in this moment to research, to make new stuff, because the dynamics, the classic dynamics that they've been, you know, in charge, the power in the last 30 years, are changing. Thank God. I like changing. Mm-hmm. It's very important, because to make good cinema, we need to fail. We need to, you know, be ready and take the risk to fail. You know what I mean? So it is. This is cinema. Cinema is something which is like, let's do something different. Let's just put friends together. Let's just think about it. You know, just share emotions and sensations, and then you say, okay, maybe this is the road, and maybe. It is the good one, or maybe not. You know, we'll never know.
And do you want to work more on English language films in the future? Do you see it as very different working, you know?
No, it is exactly the same. I've been, you know, I've done a couple of things here, and editing studios, you know, I know, like, kind of, but the dynamics are exactly the same. Wonderful professional people, like electricians, like, you know, grip, camera grip, you know, all these people, like in Rome, it is very similar, like professional people, respectful and high quality. Yeah, cinema is cinema. We, everywhere, in every language, is the same. You know, the dynamic on the set, you know, when you're filming, you need to learn you need to know the language. But for me, it's wonderful, because it's like a mask. Mm-hmm. To play in English, it's even better. I speak French too, and I have to say yes. Well, French is a little bit more complicated, but you know.
Okay, I think we're out of time, but thank you so much for sharing all that with us, and enjoy your time in London. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.